Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday. Well, and today we have a treat for you. We have a wonderful treat for you. We have our host in the house and our co-host, Minister D. What's going on, Minister D?
What's up? How everybody doing? Hoping everybody's having a good Resurrection Sunday. You know, Globe, unlike most, I didn't go out and buy no Easter suit, I got on two Easter suits for two different Easters.
Okay.
I got on the jacket from 1987. I got on the pants from 1984. And I got on the vest from
1989.
Mm-hmm.
The vest is from 1989 for real.
Yeah. See, it's a combo suit.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing. God don't look at what we got on.
Yeah,
the world looks at what you got on.
Hey, well, look, I'm sharp. You can't tell me nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for just small blessings as such. Lord God, we thank you for the big blessings and the small ones. And the big blessing today is Minister D had on a full suit. That's the blessing in it right there.
And I borrowed
right
the
now.
Hat.
What'd you say?
And I borrowed the hat.
Well, see, nobody know that. And I said, you didn't even have to put that on live radio. You didn't have to do that. But anyway, we have in our studio, so let me just tell the people what we got us to. Because see, so we know what he all about. He the laughter. He the laughter on our show here tonight. Gospel recording artist Kendall Ken Lowe. All the way from Charleston, South Carolina. Y'all in for a treat. I went to Charleston and I saw this young man. He turned the church out. Okay, I was sitting up there with all the flies was all in my mouth because my mouth was hanging so wide. It was hanging so wide, they had already started shopping everything up in there. I was just like, I cannot believe that this guy, the showmanship, his personality was impeccable. And I said, I just got to know this young man because he is truly anointed. We have that treat for you all. He's going to introduce his new CD. You all need to stay tuned. Don't hang up the phone. Don't stop looking. Don't stop listening. We're here. Well, I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter dinner full of chicken, chitlins, collard greens, cornbread, Easter eggs.
Oh,
what you say about the music? Mr. D.
Yes,
everybody
sir. Yes.
Had Easter eggs today.
A lot of people had Easter eggs. They don't do Easter eggs like they used to. Now they got these little plastic eggs with candy on in the middle of them. Back in the day, we used to do the real boiled eggs.
The real egg. The real egg.
you know, we used to, you know, put the dye on them and, you know, all the other kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, the only problem is you can't eat too many of them because, you know, hey, amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Them eggs don't play. They tell the truth. They tell the stuff. They tell the stuff. That's what I'm talking about right there. Well, Minister D, we want you to give us a word today before Brother Kinlo come on. And I know you have a resurrected word, which you are calling the title of your, what you call it, your speech.
Is there a word from the Lord? And I'm here to take it. Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Listen to you here. The death and resurrection of Jesus are the greatest events in history. For millions of Christians, remembering these events continues to be an important part of our everyday life. Resurrection power is promised to every believer in Christ, and we receive it in the same way that Jesus gave it. That is by accepting the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for an atonement of our sins. This is how we receive the life of Jesus in us. God gives us both the ability and the power to accomplish this through his Holy Spirit. Now, there's a process that a believer goes through of emptying ourselves of our life in order to receive more of his life. This is the process of sanctification, and it is a work of the Holy Spirit which is accomplished through our cooperation. Now, the word newness means renewal or to be renewed. Notice that we should walk in newness of life. Renewal is to be a way of life, not a one-time thing or a once-in-a-while event. Now, the resurrection of power of Jesus is given through the Holy Spirit. As we allow, it flows through us as a river of life, bringing constant revival. In the book of Romans, Romans 8, chapter 11, it says, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." The same form of life that raised Jesus from the dead is in all believers. The main ways that we give up our life and receive the life of Christ are by directing our love toward him, moving with him in obedience to his voice, and clinging to him. This kind of relationship with God brings constant renewal and revival in a person's life and will bear much spiritual fruit as God is glorified. Many choices we make daily are life or death decisions, even though we may be unaware of how important each one is. Deuteronomy 30, 19 through 20 says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord our God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days." We are often faced with decisions that the consequences of which may lead to more or less of the life of Jesus in us. In the book of Galatians, it says, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." So, how we think is very important, because what we think leads to actions and words. Actions and words sow to the flesh or to the Spirit. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 9 said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name." Now, Jesus gave up his life twice. First, even though he was in the form of God, he humbled himself by giving up his life as God to become man. When the Bible says that he made himself of no reputation, it means that he completely emptied himself of his life. He then received life as a man, and once again, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. On the cross, he emptied himself of life as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus gave up all of his man life and died on the cross. 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. The resurrection happened when Jesus received God's life, and once again, the fullness of God filled him. The resurrection is more than just that event that happened once in history. It's the source of power you can experience in your own life every day. The same power that resurrected Jesus from the death to life is available to you, and if you tap into it, you'll see amazing transformation in your life. Expect the impossible, just as the resurrection itself was impossible for anyone but God. The power behind the resurrection will take you into situations that are impossible for you to deal with successfully on your own. Expect God to challenge your faith when you ask for his resurrection power in your life. But know that if you trust him, you'll experience greater adventures than you can imagine. So I ask this question, my brothers and sisters. What is it that needs to be resurrected in your life? Is it your finances? Is it your relationships? Is it your spiritual walk with God? Maybe you need your joy resurrected. You know, God doesn't just want us to be happy, but he wants us to have joy. But if you really want these things to be resurrected in your life, you have to understand the power of praise. See, when you praise God, you get his attention. You start to get things in motion. No, the scripture says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So that means he dwells in our praise. So whatever you need to have resurrected in your life is in your praise. As a matter of fact, if I had to title this, it would be called A Resurrection Praise. Now, the Bible also says when he got up with all power. So while you're praising him, understand the power that is in your praise. As I close, remember this. Whatever you need is in your praise. Is it deliverance? It's in your praise. A breakthrough? It's in your praise. Your joy? It's in your praise. Your peace? It's in your praise. So whatever the situation has been keeping you down, you can resurrect it with a praise. I'm through. Thank you.
All righty then. Woo! In your praise, resurrection. You know what need to be resurrected in my life? The debts. Deals up out of my house. But I'm working on something, and God is helping me to do it. I tell you, it's going to get up out of here. I call them paid for every morning. I go and I say, you paid for. You're getting up out of here, and we're going to resurrect together up out of here. Praise be to God. Thank you. I appreciate that, Minister D. That's awesome.
I hope
all of you all out there got the message today about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
Need to resurrect some weight loss.
You need to what?
I need to resurrect weight loss.
You need to resurrect the weight loss?
I need to resurrect weight loss.
Well, we'll do that together because we both need to do that.
Well, praise him in advance
for all that he has done. We got our guest on the line here. We have today gospel recording artist Kendall Kinlow. Brother Kinlow?
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, we're going to enjoy you today. I've been telling the listeners about you and how wonderful you can sing and tear church down out of its frame because I was there to see. I'm a witness, and I have a testimony.
You know, it's to God be the glory. That's all I can say.
That's right, always.
Ain't nothing like a good church tear up. That's all, just a good church tear up. That's what we need.
Brother Kinlow, could you tell our listeners how you began your singing career? Give them an idea, give them a little taste. We're going to give them a taste of what you sound like. We want you to get kind of build it up a little bit. Give us a little bit about your singing career.
Well, actually, we started on the Sunbeam Choir at my church. I'm at a family church at Mount Zion Holiness Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And I started around, well, of course, I couldn't sing until I was around 12 years old. And I started singing and leading songs and letting the Lord use me in that type of way. And then I have a godfather name at the name of Marin Morton. And he actually showed me some ways and some steps to get to and introduced me to people like Shirley Caesar and Dorothy Norwood and those folks, mainly Shirley Caesar. I came to her church, and my godfather talked a lot about me. When he talked a lot about me, she started giving me ideas of what I need to think about when I'm singing and when I'm giving God glory, because it's not about us, believe it or not.
That's right. That's right.
It's about God, you know? And that's one thing that we have to really look into, because we always, we can do this, we can do that, we can sing like this and sing like that. But if you really put your mind into it, it doesn't matter how you sound. It matters what you give to God. You see what I'm saying?
Where
I need to be at with God and how I started singing. So that's where I'm at now so far. Me personally, I don't believe I know how to sing, but when I'm finished, I just feel that I have a relief that God basically said as well.
You don't know you know how to sing. Oh, you know you know how to sing. You maneuver those notes. Do you maneuver those notes? I'm telling you. The question is, I'm asking this because, and I already know that this gift not only runs with you, but it also runs in your family, because I've had an opportunity to hear your, I think it's your sister Abdiva.
Yes.
Baxter.
Yes.
She was awesome on Gospel Vibes when it was televised. Now, who else in your family has the gift of melody in your family besides you and her?
Well, I actually have 7 brothers and 3 sisters, and each and every one of them can sing or play musician. They are musically inclined, all of us. Basically, all of them can sing, down to the mother and father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, y'all need to go ahead and put on this gospel so I can see the whole picture. I want to see the whole – I want to see you all in action, because I know that if that anointing is flowing from you, then it had to come not only from the Lord, but, it's how you were raised to also.
With all those people, they don't have to invite nobody. His family just put on a concert.
That's what I say. They just need to put on a gospel show, let us all come out and just sit back and relax.
I appreciate the brother, because he said, he didn't really start singing until he was 12. I appreciate that, because if I hear one more person say they've been singing,
Wow.
Well, you heard one more person, because I was 3. Thank you. Well, we gonna get a taste of what Brother Kinlow sounds like, and he's getting ready to release his new single, and the title of it is Yes. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, yes, we're going to hear him right now. You all sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. My mouth say yes, I'll obey. My mind say yes to what you say. My mouth say yes, I'll obey. Can you help me say yes?
Wonderful.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Kendall.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. I would like for you to tell the listeners where they can purchase your CD, your upcoming CD, and give them some info on how they can book you in their churches or banquets or conventions or where, cruises or whatever they have available for an anointed young man as you.
Awesome. Actually, I have two websites. If you go to kinlow.com, and you can actually go there for the booking. If you want to actually do personal, you can just go to kindle.kinlow@jqh.com, and you can actually message me from there.
Okay. Is there a number or anything? Is all that information on your site?
Well, actually, I can give you the number also. It is on there, but I can give it to you off-site. It's 843-330-5734.
843-330-5734.
Yes, sir.
Well, we would like to say, God bless you, and you continue to do the work of the Lord through your anointed melodies that God has placed within you. I believe that you're going to be something to tag along with, and I think that if possible, I could hook up with you.
Yes, ma'am, of course. Thank you for the opportunity. I will make sure to give you an opportunity myself.
Always. I'm always open, always open. Well, thank you. Well, y'all know we got we have Sister Peppercorn in the house.
Oh, dude.
She wanted to say it.
What's Peppercorn?
Yeah, she said, what she said was that she wanted to be on to say a few things about Easter. Now, I was kind of, I didn't know, if we should or not.
Oh, what's that to
say? You don't want me to be on the show? Y'all, I don't mind you being on the show. Wait, let me hold, let me talk with the mic then.
Oh, she's getting on.
How's everybody doing in Radio Land today? I just got a few things to say because, see, I know this show has got to end. So, but I just want to let y'all know. Y'all know I went out and got me some eggs. I'll go color some eggs today. And I put the eggs in the pot. I'm going to do the eggs right quick. And I seen the pretty colors, I had put in the cups and stuff. I decided those colors were so pretty, I put them in my hair because I didn't think they should just go on no egg. Those colors were just too pretty. So I put them on my head, and I'm going outside thinking I'm looking good. And the little kids out there talk gonna tell their friends out there talk about that the Easter clown was in the hood. What kind of stuff is that? Master D, you still on the line? I'm on the microphone. What could you tell me something?
I'm praying for you right now. I'm gonna just ask everybody to just stretch their hand out and pray.
See, I didn't ask for no prayer. I got my prayer. I'm prayed up. I'm Holy Ghost filled, five baptized, sanctified. See, this is what I'm talking about.
We gotta
take the show off. Well, she done put down the microphone. She's gone for the day. Oh Lord Jesus, we gonna pray for Sister Peppercorn today. Well, I would like to thank everybody for tuning and listening in for Gospel Vibes today. We had a wonderful time with Brother Kinlow and Minister D. Thank you so much for the word. God bless you.
Yes,
and everybody,
yes.
Just stay blessed and Holy Ghost filled. And we will be back here next Sunday with more to come. We might be on a little longer next time. We only on for 30 minutes, but we're going to be on a little longer. What about that? We got a lot of guests. So we just want to thank you all for listening in. God bless you. God bless everybody.
It's time to eat.